Zephaniah, Perek, Gimel, Pasuk, Tes, Zayin, wrapping up a short but extremely meaningful Sefer in Trei Asar and Tanakh, the Nevuah of Zephaniah that is ending on a jubilation of the days of Mashiach, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows the world and the world unifies in worshiping HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imagine the UN where the truth is told and God-fearing is the word of the day. Imagine a national science convention where it's not about their ideology, but it's about God. By Yom Ahu, on that day, again, that great day, Yeomer Yerushalayim Al Tirai. It will be said, Yerushalayim, have no fear, like we ended the previous pasuk, Lo Siri Ra'od, nothing to be afraid of. Tzion Al Yirpu Yadayich. Tzion, let your hands not slacken. Do not despair. Don't lose your koach. Don't lose your courage. Hashem Elokayich Bikir Bech. Hashem, your God, is among you. And we said that earlier in the Sefer. Hashem, your God, is among you, and yet you're still not embarrassed to do terrible things. But now Hashem among you is a comfort, is a promise that Hashem is going to be among us. Don't, Rav Mendel Hirsch says, listlessly let your hands hang down despondently. Don't worry about what all these different people are saying. They're not going to say it anymore. Hashem is amidst you. Gibor Yoshia, the mighty one, who is going to save. Yosis Olayich. He will rejoice over you, besimcha, in joy. So sometimes you rejoice over somebody else, perhaps without complete and heartfelt joy. Don't be worried, says Abravanel, that he's still angry at you for all of your averas. It will be complete joy through and through. Yacharish behavaso, he'll be silent in his love. So meaning he'll be silent about the terrible transgressions that you committed in the past. The reunited, and it feels so good. Yagil olayich barina. I am very old. I know old songs. He will rejoice over you. He'll be joyful over you with a glad song, not a sad song. Sometimes a sad song can bring a degree of feeling as well. But this is a happy one. I'm thinking about Eitan Katz has a chasana song that I heard at a chasana recently. The Od Yishama, that is the traditional one. My father, the musician, for 60 years of his life, he would never even contemplate playing anything besides that. But at a recent wedding of young people, because I am no longer young, the Od Yishama B'Yorei Yehuda U'Bechutzos Yerushalayim, and it's amazingly joyous to me to hear that song, because the friends of the Chasana Kala, my daughter was best friends with the Kala, they went wild. It was tremendous. That's singing, rejoicing over you. That's Yogil Olayich Berina. Gila Rina Ditsa V'chedva. Yilches Nuge Mimoed Osafti Mimechayu. Those who are removed from the appointed season, I have destroyed those who have mourned for the appointed time. So, Nugemoid Osafti Mimech Hayu. So now, either they were destroyed, or I've gathered them together because they mourned in the past. But we're still talking about kind of crushing those who afflicted you. So those who removed you from keeping Shabbos and Yontif and Rosh Chodesh, I've asafti, I have gathered them together and destroyed, Rashi says. And the worst part, who stopped you from keeping Shabbos? Mimechayu, they were from among you. I'm working on a shiur for Pesach, about Pesach in the Soviet Union. And a big chunk of the beginning of it is about something called the Red Haggadah, back in 1923, earlier. A guy named Moshe Altshuler wrote a Haggadah that was based on communism and made fun of any religious Jews who really kept mitzvahs. And he said, instead, we're going to, when we eat korech, we're going to make a sandwich out of the bourgeoisie and the means of production, and we're going to eat them. It was all about communist revolution. The greatest socialists in much of Eastern Europe were the Jewish socialists, who were true believers. And then most of them were completely wiped out in 1927 with purges of all the religious as Stalin started to his march to power. So the truest believers, mimeichayu, ended up being the ones who got crunched up. Maaseis aleha cherpa. It was a burden of shame upon her, upon Yerushalayim, that they had so many people in there who didn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and who were doing their best to shter people from keeping the mitzvahs properly. Who needs Jewish education, they said. They tried to take over the synagogues and make them into communist clubs. They tried to take over the cheders and turn them into communist educational facilities for kids. They specifically made them write on Shabbos and Yontif. It was all lahachis. Yotes, hinani ose es kol ma'anayich, me'anayich bo'is hahi. I will wreak destruction upon all those who afflict you at that time. When the time comes, they're going to get theirs. Voshati es hatzolei'ah. And I will save the one who is Tzolea al Yerecho, the one who limps, the Hanidacha Akabetz, the stray I will gather, the Santim Lishilo Lishem, and I will make them, the limpers and the strays, I'm going to make them a name, B'chol Ha'aretz, throughout all of the land, Bashtam, where they were shamed and embarrassed and mocked all the way through. So in exchange for the shame that they underwent, they're going to be appraised. These lowest of the low that people found the most mockable. And finally, last pasuk, bo'es ha'hi avi eschem. At that time I will bring them, uva'es kabti eschem, and at that time I will gather you. So not them, but you, eschem, you. Ki etein eschem l'shem l'sihila b'chol amei ha'aretz. I will make for all of you a name and a praise among all the peoples of the earth. Beshuvi eshevuseichem le'ineichem, Omar Hashem. When I restore your captivities before your eyes, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that includes the captives of Babel and the exiles of the Inquisition and the exiles, those who barely managed to survive the Holocaust and the 10 tribes and Yehuda and Binyamin. You'll see with your own eyes what HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised and what comes to be. Abarbanel says those who died in Golus, Hashem will restore them as well when they're resurrected, rising up from the grave. And we know Yaakov Avinu in all of Vayechi, we talk about not wanting to roll through the tunnels to get back to Eretz Yisrael. But there are very, very great Jews, the Chafetz Chaim, there are very, very, very great Jews who died in Golus and were not buried in Eretz Yisrael. Mordechai Ve'Esther, their tomb was in Iraq, what's left of it. And imagine that time when the greatest members of Klal Yisrael who were born, lived, and died out in Golos, they're going to get their chance to return as well. Next time, on to Sefer Chagai, as we continue forward in history, to the time of King Daryavesh, Darius, the king of Persia, who took over after Ahasuerus.